Make this the year you read the Bible. Study the Bible. You don't read the Bible to be spiritual. You read it to get material for the Holy Ghost to dig down and dig up when it's ready. Let me tell you something, man. Oh, help me. When I was, I told you when I read the whole Bible when I was 14, the whole Bible. You know why I read it? Because when I read that verse, it made sense. See, you think that you read the Bible to remember it. No. You don't supposed to remember the Bible when you read it. Someone else gonna do that for you. So my son, go home and read the book of Habakkuk. Why? You ain't never read Habakkuk. So now you got a problem, right?
Yeah.
The solution for the problem is in Habakkuk. You ain't never read Habakkuk. Holy Ghost digging down deep looking for Habakkuk. Where Habakkuk? Can't find, he find all kind of funny books, comic books, Spider-Man. He said, what's this I find here? He looking for something to help you. Come on, give God a praise. You got to read the word. He remembers it for you. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Just read it. Just read it. Don't worry about trying to remember and you know, quote it. Just read it. Because once it's there, he's got material. I tell you, some of you all think I'm smart. Mm-mm, John. I just got a lot of stuff. I post scriptures from all, I mean, while I'm teaching, he just put this there. It's there already. He could find it. He could find it. Some of you all never read Jeremiah. That's why Jerry's so depressed. Jerry said, why they don't read me? I got all these answers for their problems. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Solutions are all through the library. That book is God's law library. And all the prisons are there. And you got to pull them back up. Holy Ghost is there. Remember, he's what? Counselor. He's the one who knows where everything is in the library. But if your bookshelves are empty, let me say it again. Your bookshelves are empty. Look at your brain. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the rest of it is empty. God, this is a small library. I can imagine. I can just see your brain right now. That's God walking around. This is an empty place. Oh, it's empty shelf. You are 50 years old and got two books on it. And then Old Testament, all you got is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. God said, wait a minute. I got 150 Psalms. This one got one. Tell your neighbor, this is it. I'm going to fill my library this year. Give him a big hand clap. That's right. You read the Bible so you can have something to pray, so you can do it. All right. Let me wrap this up. Oh, man, we can finish this next time. Prayer is, now this is what I want you to get. Prayer is the colony, which is mankind. Prayer is the colony of the kingdom, which is heaven, petitioning the kingdom's government, which is the Father, to interfere in the territory, which is earth, through the authority of the governor, who is the Holy Spirit, in the name of the King, who is Jesus. That's a perfect definition. Write that down. Prayer is the colony. It's like the Bahamas before 1973 petitioning England for help. We can't go direct. We got to go through Sir Ralph Grey as the governor in the Pink House. The Bahamians could not talk ever directly to England. It was illegal. We had to go through the governor of the colony. Then he would take our petitions to England because he was the Englishman. He understood the whole law, the system, the culture of the kingdom. And he would put it in words that the queen and king could understand. So prayer is the colony petitioning the government through the governor in the name of the king. Everything in a kingdom is done in the name of the king. Even eating is done in the name of the king. Drinking is to the name of the king. Everything is in that authority because the king owns everything. That's why you give king praise all the time. Earth can't do anything without heaven. But heaven needs earth to give it access. Very important. Did I miss y'all? Some of y'all need anointing in prayer to write faster. Father, in Jesus' name, just speed up the hand by the Holy Ghost. Write in tongues, amen. I hope when you leave here, no matter what you're facing, no matter what happened, tragedy, frightened things happen to you. Some of you talk about accidents this morning. I was sitting there thinking, you know, these accidents with the motorbike and about the car and all this stuff. I'm thinking, boy, the angels working overtime, but they're doing a good job. They protecting you. Some of you all had accident, car, just, you know, almost, and the Bible promises angels shall be in charge of you, man.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
You did not create me to worry. You did not. trust in you, Lord. when I started fighting on the battlefield for the Lord. Because of the enemy, my ways got hard. Satan was trying with all of his might, trying to get me to give up on the fight. But like a good soldier, I kept my hands on the plow. No weapon formed against me was gonna prosper. I needed God to refill my cup. This is what I did. I went down to the fountain in my soul.
My soul, my soul.
I went down, down to the fountain.
Yes, I found
another. Like the woman at the well, I was searching and searching, looking for something that would satisfy. I went down to the altar and stayed right there. I knew that the Lord was gonna answer my prayer. So like Jacob, I wrestled and wrestled some more and wouldn't let go until God blessed my soul. My feet got light and I began to run. I knew that my deliverance had come. I got happy down at the fountain, my soul. The fountain. Like the woman at the well, I was searching and searching, looking for something that would satisfy. I went down to the altar and stayed right there. I knew that the Lord was gonna answer my prayer. So like Jacob, I wrestled and wrestled some more and wouldn't let go until God blessed my soul. My feet got light and I began to run. I knew that my deliverance had come. I got happy down at the fountain in my soul.
My soul, my soul.
I got happy down at the fountain.
Yes, my
heart is above. Fill my cup, Lord. Fountain, my soul.
My soul, my soul.
And he met me, kept me at the fountain.
Yes,
fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Jesus met me at that fountain, my soul. He met me, blessed me at the fountain. And I found love at the fountain. I found joy at the fountain. I found peace at the fountain. I found deliverance at the fountain. I found love at the fountain. I found joy at the fountain. I found peace at the fountain. I found deliverance at the fountain. I found Jesus and he blessed me. I found Jesus and he kept me. I found Jesus and he met me. I found Jesus and he kept me. I found love at the fountain. I found joy at the fountain. I found peace at the fountain. I found deliverance at the fountain. How many of you found love at the fountain? How many are looking for joy at the fountain? You can find peace at the fountain. And got deliverance at the fountain. I went down to the fountain. My soul. I went down, down to the fountain. Yes, I got another deal.
Check mic. Mic check. In all obedience to God Almighty, to the body of Christ, to all the ministers of the gospel, according to Jesus Christ, to this choir, and these department heads that God has placed in his church, not our church, his church, we bring greetings from God our Father, Jesus our Savior, Holy Ghost our Keeper. But without them, and I say them,
yes, sir,
we could not make it.
Yes, sir.
But because of the Godhead, the Trinity of God, we can make it.
Thank you.
All he desired from us to strive,
yes, sir,
to be perfect. Strive to be upright. I understand, I can hear the chin music that goes in the house of God, that when the Bible say, be ye therefore perfect, we ask ourselves, well, who perfect?
Yeah.
Don't worry about all that.
Yeah.
Just strive to be perfect.
Yes.
And let everything fall as it be.
Yes.
For when we start trying to measure people, we go outside the line of God.
Yes.
But when we take it as God has said it, go about our business, then your blessing will come. God has Jesus Christ, our Savior. He done so much for us. He worked so many miracles in our life. And most times we don't never go back to him and say, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I honor you for what you've done in my life. Sometimes I find the church trying to judge people. Sometimes I find a church trying to put people in heaven or hell. That's not our job on this earth. Our job is to go out into all the world. Now, I didn't say to all the churches. I said go into all the world and teach people to observe all things that Jesus said. Not that I said, because I didn't say it a lot in my life. It wasn't nothing to it. But all things that Jesus said, just tell people what Jesus said. You don't have to wait till it come and play. Just tell them what he said and walk by faith, go on about your business, and the Lord gonna do the rest. The Apostle Paul made it clear. He said, Apollos nobody, Paul nobody. Paul planted, Apollos water, but God is the one that gives the increase. We can plant flowers on the outside the building, but we can't grow them. But we leave it to God to do that part. And he's going to be with us. In Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 15 through 22. And we're going to look at that very briefly. And I'm going to read that for as brief as I can. And I'll just go ahead and read it. You may look for it. You'll catch me before I end. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples, with the Herodians saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. I understood what you say now, Bob. And he said unto them, Who is the image and superscription? They say unto him, Caesar's. Then said he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God that which is God. And when they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. You know, you may be seated. When you do it like the Lord says, He'll still the tongue. He'll bring everything at peace. I heard Jesus say one day when the ship was wheeling and rocking, stood on the deck of the ship and said, peace. Everything stood still. I thought today, nothing can change the word. The word will change you if you accept it. All through the generations, God sent the apostles, he sent kings, he sent preachers to tell the chosen ones of Israel what to do and what to say. The people came and they killed the prophets. They killed the priests because they didn't want to hear what God had to say. I love singing. But we'll go in church. I found out through the years, we'll go in church to sing on a program and you can't hardly get in the church. But when you say the word gonna be preached, we're limited. God sent prophet after prophet after prophet to just tell the to his chosen one, look, you know, come on with me now. I got everything you need. I just need you to come with me. But then some of them, some come, but some of the people, they just say, oh, ain't nothing to that. Ain't nothing to it. Sometime in the church, we need your assistance. And you say to yourself, I'll catch it another time. Sometime another time don't come. I don't know when the change is going to come, but it's going to come. And I want to be able, when the change comes, to be ready. For the Lord has called us to do these things. There are people in the body of Christ. They are in the body of Christ. And they like to do things in the church, do good works for the Lord, do things that's righteous, and that's all in order. But if you don't do it like Jesus say do it, it's out of order. Amen. See, it's a lot of church work going on all over the world. But is it in compliance to what the Lord Jesus say? Do you do it according to as Christ say do it? Or do you do it the way you want to do it, the way grandma did it, grandpa did it, or do you do it like Jesus said? Now, mind you, God made grandpa and grandma, right? He formed them, and look like we ought to obey the one that formed us, right? The one that has power and authority over us, we should obey them. Jesus is the bridegroom. And the church that he fixed, he built, is the bride of Christ. Jesus came to marry the church, bring the church back to the Father, be reconciled back. He's the shepherd, and we're the sheep. We are the sheep. And the sheep need to give heed to what the shepherd says. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Everything God said, Jesus said it. Keep in mind now, in the beginning was the Word, the Word with God, the Word was God. Huh? That's right. So everything that the Father said, the Son said. Then he gave the same word to the prophets and the apostles and the bishops and the priests to say the same thing that Jesus said. We're supposed to say the same thing. Sometime in life, I noticed this, that we want to put things our way. And we say, well, the Lord understands, but I don't. I don't. The Lord might, he got his brain way better than mine. And you trying to preach to me here on earth to get me straight, how am I going to get straight when I don't even know what you're saying? That's why Jesus used some parables here talking to these people here. He used parables to get us to see what he's trying to say. He sent out some invitation. This king had a son. Mm-hmm. Finna get married. He built it up, got everything, sent all the invitations out. Yeah. When he sent the invitations out, the ones that elected Israel, he sent some communication to Israel first. That's his own. And Israel, they had other things to do. They want to do what they want to do. So he called the servants in. He sent three invitations three times out. Called the servants in and said, I tell you what, now I need you to go in the highways and the hedges and the byways and everybody and just tell people to come to the wedding feast. And they did that. And when Christ came in, he seen all kinds.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And there appeared unto him, you know, when the Lord fixes up, I know this hard to understand now, but when God fix us, all of us gonna have the same clothes on. Think about what I'm saying. You're gonna be clothed in the righteousness of God. That's it now. It's not these tangible clothes here, but we're gonna be clothed in the righteousness of God. So this particular man came in, he came, he accepted the invitation because the church folks didn't want it. Church, they didn't want that. They had other things to do. And then they represented the church too.
Yeah.
Scribes and the Pharisees, they represented the church.
That's right.
But this particular man came in, he wasn't dressed proper, but he knew that God had sent this invitation out. So what he did, what the Lord did, and showing you what Jesus is gonna do when he come back.
Mm-hmm.
What he did, he said, man, say, why you don't have your wedding clothes on?
Mm-hmm.
And watch this. You know why he asked him that? He knew the man knew the truth. He knew he had no business coming to the wedding unless he properly dressed. Watch this. In our life, on this earth, we have heard the word preached, sung, prayed all the time. We know what it takes to come to Jesus. He said, none but the pure in heart shall see God. So when the man come in, he wasn't dressed properly. He knew everything. He want to come like, you know, people say, come as you are. It don't mean that. It don't mean how you dress. What will happen today if a lady come in here with hot pants or whatever you say, just switching before us? The ladies might enjoy the service, but the men's mind will be defocused. So, he was defocused because he didn't properly dress himself. And I want to say this, then we going on. How can I dress properly for the wedding feast? Put on the cloak of righteousness. And you can come to the wedding. You can come to the wedding. Put on the cloak of righteousness. You can come on to the wedding. Nothing to be said about you. All that's going to be dressed alike. See, there are times in life when we, as disciples for Christ, we as preachers for Christ, lay people for Christ, what we do, we want to do certain things and go certain places. All you got to do is accept Christ as Lord and Savior. You go anywhere you want to go. And the Holy Ghost going to empower you to go through anything that try to hinder you. You already got the Holy Ghost to overcome it. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. But when you deny, I ain't nobody. He better than me. What that said in the Bible? What that said in the Bible? Somebody need to tell me quick. What that said in the Bible say, I'm better than you? He told me if I'm leading, I'm supposed to be a servant. And Jesus set the example when he chose the 12 and taught them for 3.5 years. And then guess what he did? He went and got a wash basin and a towel and put on his shoulder. And he got down on his knees and washed the disciples' feet. And they said, no, Lord. Mm-mm. We need to wash yours. He said, no, suffer to be so. Other words, what he's saying, you do it anyway, because I said it. Whatever God say, just do it. Just do what God say. And he gonna fix everything right. So what they did, they tied this man up, hand and feet, and cast him into the outer darkness, which represented if we don't come and comply and be like God want us to be, he gonna throw us in the lake of fire and brimstone. We're gonna burn and holler and scream for the rest of our life. And you're gonna feel every pain. But you can skip the pain now if you anchor yourself in Christ Jesus. See, the scripture said the Pharisees, now watch this, they took counsel against Jesus after he worked all these miracles and told them about these parables, told them who could come to the wedding, who couldn't, how to bind the man that wasn't properly fit for God. And he come up and say nonsense, the scribes and Pharisees, they took counsel, they got together. Watch this, they got together and try to trick Jesus. You know, William, that ain't in the church no more. You don't trick people no more, huh? We got more sense than that now, huh? We just stay on the truth. We don't try to trick nobody. If anybody, you know anybody in the church, you don't have to get them open now. Go to them secretly and tell them to stop there. You know somebody doing right and they going behind your back trying to trip you up and say bad things about you. Just go up to them properly, professionally, and say, no, that's out of order. God don't like that. He don't like that. He don't like us to be out of order. Just go to them. Don't get up in the congregation. If you get up in the congregation, come on, doing people like that, you out of order with God first. Then you're out of order with the pastor. And they should set you down and put you on the last bench in the church and tell you to shut your mouth up till I tell you to talk. Because you ain't following the orders of God. Anybody got any business listening at you? I tell y'all all the time, if I'm not in the wheel, it got a lot of preachers here. House full of preachers. Get your preacher. Get your preacher. But when you come at me, listen good. Bring the book. Bring the book and show me where I'm out of order at. If you can't show me where I'm out of order in the Bible, keep your mouth closed. Keep your mouth closed. If I'm not out of order according to the book, keep your mouth closed. But if I'm out of order, you're supposed to bring it. If you let me go on by my business doing anything and everything and don't tell me nothing, then it won't be on me, it's going to be on you. So they took counsel to Jesus. Now watch how they come to Christ. The scribe and Pharisee, these are the learned people. These are the people that can interpret the laws and all, and interpret religious concepts of the Bible and stuff. So they tried to trap Jesus, tie him up in his speech. He spoke all these miracles here, said all these good things here in the Bible, and now they want to trip him up because they don't like. See what it is, the Herodians, the Jews, that people that had influence, who stood favorably towards the Greek customs and the Roman law. See, what they did, they said, now I'm a big wheel. I'm Dr. Lionel Smith. Now I can influence anything in the church that I want. People going to follow me. Yes. That's still in the church today. There are folks in the church today want to use their influence to try to lure people away from the Word of God. They don't want to. If I'm teaching the Word of God per se, line on line, precept on precept, and then somebody in the church going up to know, he don't know what he's talking about. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm going out of the book. If I don't know what I'm talking about, then Jesus don't know what he's talking about. Because I'm going line on line, precept by precept. So that's the way you trap the devil. If you go in the Word and stay in the Word, line on line, precept on precept, and then if they don't understand, use a parable to get people to understand, you favor God. God is your favor. But now, if I don't want to hear, I close my ears to what thus saith the Lord. See, it didn't come out of my mouth, it came out of his mouth. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, the Word was God. So then, and they sent on out. Now watch this. These scribes and Pharisees, these well-learned people. And they sent out unto him, Jesus, their disciple, with what? Herodians, and I told you what they were saying, Master, we know that thou art true. You tell the truth. Oh, Pastor Smith, you tell the truth. And teaches the way of God in truth. You tell it like it is, Pastor. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not personal men. Watch this, the psychology. Psychology. Oh, you a good man. You don't have no respect of person. You treat everybody the same. That's to get to me now. Watch me. Watch me. I'm going to show you the next verse, what they setting up. Think they smart. But the man that made him and gave them wisdom is way smarter than them. Huh? Look at what he said. You're so good. You're such a beautiful person. You're such a good man. Now watch this now. You don't have no respect to person. You treat everybody right. Talk to Jesus now. This Jesus they talking to, and you treat everybody the same. And I told you the Herodians, these were people that had the good influence to try to turn things. Don't you know today in this earth right now, in whatever money it is, do you not know there are people in churches all over the world that are trying to turn the Word of God into lasciviousness? Do y'all realize that? They want to make it say what they wanted to say. They going to tell who saved and who ain't saved. They going to tell you who need to be in church and who don't need to be in church. But the Bible says he wished that none perish. So if somebody here not up to par where you are, you need to get to them and pray to God for them and talk to them and show them some scripture. But don't tell them they ain't nobody. Don't tell them they need to leave out and go to some other church. That ain't right. God sent us. Watch this. Help me, Jesus. God sent us into the world, not in the church. Is I'm talking right? He sent us into the world. And he told us to go out in the world and don't say nothing but what I told you to say. Am I right? Just say what I tell you to say. Don't say nothing to it. Don't add to it. Don't take nothing away from it. Just go tell them what I say, tell them. And say, I'm going to be right there with you. Some of them are going to beat you to death. You're going to be killed. But tell them what I say anyway. And he said, oh, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You know how we say that in this day and time? I got your back. That's what Jesus said, I got your back. Don't worry about it. Just tell them what I tell you. I got your back. Now, we got to have faith in the one that made us. He got our back. But there are those that seek ways to condemn you because you are not where they are, and they forgot where they come from. I tell you all the time, I once was lost, now I'm found. I was blind, I see now. You see what I'm saying? I wasn't always where I am today, y'all. God brought me. I like to tell the world how he brought me. My mind wasn't on no preaching, but he brought me. I had a lack experience of soul. A light hit me. The righteousness of God hit me. Flowed me. Knocked my sense out of me and put his sense in me. And I start agreeing with what he said. So these slick people was there, and he told him, say, look, you doing right, Jesus. He knew he was doing right, but that's psychology. Then in the 17th verse, said, tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? What you think about this? We finna ask you a question. Tell me what you think about this. Now watch what the word of God says. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Watch this now. Is it lawful? You can use anything you want. You can use money, gifts, or whatever you want to use it, but the word still stands. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar? And this is the way wise people do. Don't get no argument over no foolishness. Jesus said, I need you to go and give me a coin. When they brought the coin to him, he looked at the coin. Whose superscription is on the coin? And they holler and say, that's Caesar. Now watch this, watch this. Say, who you say there? That's Caesar. He said, well, if that's Caesar, you give to Caesar that which is Caesar, and you give to God that which is God. Amen. It's a difference between it. Let me break it down a little. Smith, they take that taxes going up. How you think you live? Through taxes. How you think the city function? Through taxes. How you think everything you have is taxes on the food? Everything you go, you got to pay taxes on it. We have no right to complain, because if they cut all tax out, we'll be like Egypt. We'll be like in the biggest famine ever been existing on this earth. So he said, give, pay your tax, and also pay God his tribute, huh? You see that? Pay God his tribute, now pay your tax. Well, watch this now. Well, this would hurt us in the church a lot. This will hurt us sometime. Before you get your check, your tax already out of it. I'm talking, huh? Your tax already gone. But then God says, look, watch to give unto Caesar that which is Caesar, unto God that which is God, right? Now he sent you yours, and he tell us to Pay one tenth. I don't care how much it is. Just give a tenth of it. Look, now the man that took it, the governor that took his now. Now he going to leave us with a free will spirit to go do what we need to do. So if Caesar got his, we ought to be able to give God his, right? So we need to not just worry about a law, what the law said, what the bylaws in the church said. We need to worry about what Jesus said. If you get in fact what Jesus said, you ain't got to worry about no bylaws. Just do it like God said, he going to take care of the rest. Bylaws come because of government rule. Accept ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. All things, all these things be added unto you. Jesus ain't going to change. That's what I'm trying to let you see. He's not going to change. The word ain't going to change, but it'll change us. It'll change us. It'll bring us from an old man to a new man. The word does that. Nobody else does that. Only the word does that. And then Jesus perceived what they were saying, that they was wicked, that they was cunning and crafty, and they was trying to trick him or tempt him. And he said, why tempt ye me, huh? You hypocrite. Now, boy, if I mess around Keitha and call somebody in here a hypocrite, Facebook, all the books that have it all over this town, rev up in the church calling folks hypocrite. Matthew 7 say you ain't supposed to judge. He repeating after the Father. Jesus repeating after the Father. I should be able to repeat after Jesus. Same word. I ain't got no business changing the word. I should be able to repeat the same thing Jesus said. I'm in no harm, huh? We can't see that though. Know why? Because we hung up in self. We like to get hung up in self. This is the way I do it. I say do it like this. It ain't what you say. Do it like the Bible say, and keep yourself clear. Amen. Then he goes on, say, he said unto them, whose superscription is on? They told him, say, Caesar. Okay. Well, give Caesar what's his. Give God what's his. I press forward to the mark of a high calling in God through Christ Jesus. I know my way gonna get hard sometime. I know things gonna get difficult sometime. But I gotta keep in mind the soul of my spirit. I gotta keep that in mind that look, I can overcome this. I can do it. You can't stop me because God got me. And can't nobody in here stop God. We got to keep that in our mind, in our spirit, every day of our life. You can't stop me. The man, the song we sing, whoever sang it, about he went in, they didn't want him singing in the choir because he was an old man now, and got his voice is kind of breaking a little now, and the choir was something like, the anointed vessels here can really sing. They could really sing, but they didn't want no flaws in their contract. So this old man, he had God. He had the Spirit of God in him, but the vocal, he didn't have it. Didn't have full vocal like they had. But see, you can't sing in this choir. What if God come back and catch some flaws in our contract and say, you can't come here, huh? You ain't straight enough. I'm reminding Moses. Moses loved God, and God loved Moses to the heart. And Moses said, Lord, we so good together. You done everything for me. Anything I asked you to do, Lord, you did it. I just want to see who do all this. I want to see the person that do all this for me. And he said, Moses, son, anybody that look on me gonna die. He said, but because it's you, Moses, because you obeyed me, Moses, you did that which I told you to do, Moses. Moses said, please, Lord, I just want to see something. Show me something, Lord. He said, okay, I'll tell you what, Lord, because your righteousness is going to stand. He said, Lord, I'll tell you what. Moses, get up on the cliff of the mountain there. And I'm going to pass by. But I'm going to put my hand over your eyes. And when I get by you, I'm going to pass by. Then I'm going to let you look on the hinder part of me. That's behind me. Because you can't look on me. You'll die, Moses. You're too imperfect, son. Even though you're walking in the righteousness of God, you're too imperfect for to look head up on me. So I'm going to let you see part of me behind me. That means he's going away from me, huh? And I can look on his going away. But I can't let you see me because I love you. And I don't want you to finish your task. So just, you'll see the hinder part of me. God showed him a portion. If God fill us up, now please listen to that. But if God fill us from day one time we get saved with everything in the Bible, give us all knowledge, we'll hurt ourselves. Because I'd be running around here probably, y'all don't know what I know, you little dumb children. Y'all don't know nothing. And God don't give you a gift to bury people with. He give you a gift to lift people up. He give you a gift to lift people up, not bury them, not cut them down, not run over them, not to be king and I'm Mr. So-and-so. That ain't what he'll be. You got to be humble. The meek shall inherit the earth. Why would you want to be boastful? And you know what the scriptures say. The meek, not the boastful, shall inherit the earth. Why you want to be bigoted? Tell me now. Jesus was meek. All he went through, he didn't say one word. But why we want to speak back? Why can't we be patient with the Lord? Show our patience and let God direct the traffic. Yes. Stuff we go through sometimes, we don't have to go through that. It's because of our disobedience. We go through a lot of stuff. But if we obey God, obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. When we obey God the way he say, do it, well, he going to do that. So we have to remember, we got to give God his portion. Got to give him what's due to him. That's our life, our money, our joy, our peace, our love, our understanding. Lord, take me out or let me decease. Let me decline. And I want you to incline. Come strong in my life, Lord. I remember, Lord, I couldn't take nothing, Lord. I was bigot. I was ready to fight any second. But, Lord, I ask you, please, take that down in me. It ain't going to jump out the same day. Lord, pray every day. Worship every day. Tell God what you want him to do for you. And as you go down, God going to go up. And as he go up, you're going to be getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And you won't be doing the thing you used to do. You'll be able to stand up in church and say, things I used to do, I don't do them no more. And God will honor that. But you got to decline while he incline. That's what he wants from all of us. He didn't say nobody on this earth is perfect. He told us to be perfect. Be perfect. Walk upright. Perfect. What is perfect? It's being pure, mature. It means maximum strength. That's all the strength you got. See, God's strength overcome all other strength. I believe in the book of Romans that all power that exists on this earth come from above. All of it. Now, we abuse and misuse it sometimes, but it still come from God. I want to tell you this, and we're almost through. When Nimrod and the Canaanites, which was people away from God, they was building a tower to heaven. And God said this out of his own mouth. Could nobody stop them from building that tower to heaven? Then somebody asked a question. Why couldn't God? He got all power. I'm going to show you why. Couldn't nobody stop it. God, that's come out of God's mouth. Because they was on one accord. One mind, same spirit, is to build a tower to heaven. And when he said that, the Bible say, God say himself, because later on, this is what he said, let us, all heaven, the whole heaven, let us go down and see Nimrod and his people, because they what their mind is set on, can't nobody stop them. Now, those people that's born again, born in the spirit of God and the righteousness of God, if we all come together, and I stress this, if we all come together in peace and love and joy and understanding, can't stand to see one fall, we always dare to lift them up or pick them up. Listen what God's going to do. He ain't going to leave heaven this time. But guess what he's going to send the spirit so powerful on this earth until whatever we say, he's going to do it. He gonna have to do it because we his sons and daughters, and he don't want us to perish. He gonna come right to our rescue and deliver us. And this is what we need to do. But we gotta come together, y'all. We gotta come together.